Hello and welcome to my video. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm an independent affiliate with LiveGood. Today, I want to share my top 10 recruiting tips for people in the company. I've been doing network marketing over 20 years now. Recruiting is a skill that very few people are good with, especially when they're brand new. It's like anything. It's like learning how to ride a bike. No one is born a recruiter. It is a learned skill that anyone can learn and master if they choose to. Now, you will go through struggle. Things won't always be easy. You will have setbacks. But if you take the time and you become a student of your business and you become a student of sales and marketing, there's no doubt in my mind you can explode your business and you can become a top recruiter. I really do believe anyone can, but not everyone will. But if you choose to, you can. Recruiting really is the secret in network marketing. Of course, you still need customers too. I'll never say that you don't need customers. But if you want the leverage that our industry offers, you really want to learn how to recruit. That's where the magic happens. Because when you have a team of people, you will always outperform the performance of one person. And think about a real estate agent versus a real estate broker. A real estate agent, they have to keep hustling, keep making sales if they want to keep getting paid. A broker, they might sell a couple houses themselves too, but they might have 50, 100, 200 agents that they earn a override or a percentage off their performance in addition to their own performance. Here in LiveGood or in any other network marketing company, you can be the agent or you can be the broker. You can just sell the product or you can be the broker and recruit other agents and sell the product. That is what I recommend you do. If you want to be a better recruiter, these are my top 10 tips that I recommend that you learn more about and that you start implementing in your business. Number one, you need to have daily goals for recruiting. In other words, how many people do you want to recruit each day? How many people do you need to contact? How many people do you need to have watch a presentation? How many people do you need to follow up with to hit your goals? This goes hand in hand with number two. Once you know your goal, you have to break it down and figure out, hey, if I need to talk to 10 people to get two people to watch a presentation, to sign up one new distributor or one new affiliate, and I want to sign up two people today, based on that formula, I need to talk to 20 people to get four people to watch a presentation, to get two people to sign up. This is when your business becomes predictable, when you know what you need to do to hit your goals. And you have to track it. You have to figure out what your success formula is. And as you progress through the business, you will improve your numbers. You'll improve your ratios where you can talk to less people and get better results. I want to go back to number one just for a second. When I say set daily goals, some people in our industry say you should talk to two people a day. Two a day is not going to cut it. If you are really trying to level up your LiveGood business, I would say 20 to 50 conversations a day. And I know that's extreme for some people, but accomplishing something big requires extraordinary effort. So 20 to 50 exposures per day. You can do that on Facebook, by email, by text, probably in 20 or 30 minutes. Doesn't even have to take a long time, but you need to set a big goal. You need to pick a number and you need to have the self-discipline 5 to 6 days a week to hit that number for your business. I personally try to do 50 a day, 50 exposures through Facebook Messenger, through texting, through email, through the other things that I do. 50 people are getting exposed to LiveGood from me every day. It doesn't mean all 50 take a look. It doesn't mean all 50 join. Most don't. Some people just ignore me when I contact them. Some reply instantly. Some take a couple weeks to reply. But because I have a big goal every day, I'm reaching out to a lot of people. That's why I'm recruiting a lot of people. Number three is to create your action plan. This is simply your daily mode of operations. This is a list of 5 to 6 things you're going to do on a daily basis to grow your business. So here are some things that I do. You don't have to do exactly what I do, but I'm just trying to give you some ideas. I mail 100 postcards every day. I know that costs money, but it works, and I like doing that. I also try to make 3, 4, 5 YouTube videos every single day. I also try to message on Facebook 20, 30, 40 people every single day. So I'm making well over 100 exposures per day, plus the traction that I get from my YouTube videos. And I do that every single day, pretty much 7 days a week for now during my first 90 days in the business. And then I'll probably revert to doing it 5 days a week and I'll turn down my activity a little bit. But you have to have a DMO for your business. You don't have to do the exact steps that I do, but you have to detail what steps you're going to follow with your business. Number four is massive exposures. And some of these tips go hand in hand with each other. So they kind of We talk about them briefly before, but they combine, they make sense when you think about it. So massive exposures. You're not going to build a big business in any company talking to two a day. You might sign up one person a month, maybe two a month if you're lucky, if you do that. And that's more than most people do, and that's fine. But if you want to build big, you have to go all out massive action. You have to get crazy with your business. You have to be part-time with a full-time attitude. You have to do what most people are not willing to do. You have to act like your back is against the wall and you have no other option but this company. If you adopt that mindset instead of dabbling with it, you will get much better results in your business. Number five is to master 2 to 3 lead generation strategies. Now, we're talking about reaching out to 20, 30, 40, 50 people a day. The most common question that people ask me is, where the heck am I going to find these people? And I almost laugh sometimes because I'll have people tell me, Chuck, I got no one to talk to, but they have 5,000 Facebook friends and they're telling me they have no one to talk to. You have a ton of people you can talk to. You just don't have the belief either in the company or yourself to reach out to those people. But you need to come up with 2-3 lead generation strategies that resonate with you. I like personally making YouTube videos. I like mailing postcards and I like doing Facebook messaging people. Those are the strategies that I use. You don't have to do that, but you do have to find something that you're going to do and that you're going to stick with and then do all out massive action with those strategies. Number 6 is the follow-up. And I have that word on here 3 times because you must follow up, follow up, follow up. Very few people are going to sign up on the spot, probably less than 1 in 100. Most people, they're going to require you to go back to them 2, 5, 10, 20 times before they make their buying decision, before they join. It doesn't mean you need to chase people. You don't need to pressure people, use hype. I don't do any of those things, but you do have to stay in touch with people. We're all busy. People forget. We naturally procrastinate making decisions. It's basic human nature, and it's your job to follow up with people. A lot of people will be interested, but life just gets in the way, and if you don't follow up with them, you're going to miss out on that sale. Number 7 is to master the close. The word closing scares a lot of people almost as much as the word selling does, but here's the truth. You have to help your prospect make a decision. People are going to procrastinate making a decision. I have seen this thousands of times during the past 20 plus years in this industry. You have to be able to look someone in the eye and ask them to buy or to join. So what I like to ask people is, what questions do you need me to answer before we get you started with Live Good today? If you're in a different company, replace my company with your company's name and you'll be good to go. Another way to do it is with an AB close. What option works best for you today, Mary? Would you like to join today as a member or would you rather be an affiliate? And then you pause and you wait for them to respond. But you're going to miss 100% of the sales you don't ask for. So make sure every time you have a conversation with someone, you're asking them to buy or join. The worst they're going to say is no. But if you don't ask, you're rarely ever going to get a yes. Number 8, test, track, tweak, and improve. That could be a tongue twister, those 4 words. If you don't track it, you can't improve it. You should be keeping track of your stats every single day. How many people did I reach out to? How many responded? How many did I share a link with? How many watched it and became a pre-enrollee? How many of my pre-enrollees upgraded and became a paid member or a paid affiliate? If you do that, you can figure out the areas that you need to improve upon, where you need to make adjustments in your business. And if you don't test it, you don't track it, you don't tweak it, you're never going to know what parts of your business are working and what parts aren't working in your business. Number 9, this is key. Be someone worth joining. You must realize there are lots of people talking about Live Good. I've been approached probably 200 times before I joined. And here's the truth. You need to understand this. People don't join Live Good. They join you. People don't, if you're in a different company, they don't join your company. They join you. You need to be someone worth joining. What does that mean? It means you're plugged in. It means you're committed. You're not dabbling with the business. You are all in 100%. You're going for it. You are confident. You believe in what you're doing. You're doing the things you want your team to be. You're a student of your business. You're a professional. You treat this like a business, not like a hobby. That is someone worth joining. A stud does not want to work with a dud. Don't be a dud. Be a stud. Be someone worth joining and you will attract the right people into your business. And finally, number 10, keep it simple. How do you keep it simple? Well, one of the successful reps in our company, Mr. Tim, I like to call him Tim, he told me, he said, look, Chuck, all you do, you ask people to watch the video and take a free tour. Have you seen it yet? Have you watched the video and taken your free tour? Watch the video and take a free tour. You're saying less to more people and you're keeping the business simple. What most of us do, especially people with advanced education, I have a master's degree myself. A lot of people who are well-educated, they try to take a business like this that's so simple and they try to make it so complicated doing everything their own way. But at the end of the day, all we really get paid to do is ask people to watch the video and take a free tour. If you can do that and you can ask lots of people each day to do that every day of the week, your business is going to explode. If you're asking 30, 40, 50 people a day to take a free tour and three, four, five, six of them do over the course of a month, that's 100 to 200 people who took a free tour. I know you're going to have upgrades. You're going to have people who activate, people who want to do this as a business. Couple bonus tips. I would tell you, you got to have a sense of urgency. If you want to recruit, you have to realize you have your hands on the golden ticket. This thing is in momentum. You don't want to lose it. And you want to just compress your efforts as quickly as possible. You want to do more your first 90 days than most people do in 5 or 6 years in the business. You want to be like a dog on a bone. And I recommend that you do my second bonus tip. I recommend that you do a 90-day blitz in your business. Ideally, from day one in your business, where you are a madman or a madwoman, and you're just talking to people like crazy and getting your name out there and making exposures and following up and closing and signing up new people and launching new reps and repeating this in your team. If you do that 90-day blitz, if you have that sense of urgency, your business is going to grow much faster than someone who's just hemming and hawing, take it a day at a time, kind of dabbling with it, just trying to see how it goes and see how it ends up. So these are my best top 10 Live Good recruiting tips. In addition to recruiting, you should also talk about the products. You should also find customers. I'd never tell you, don't get customers. I probably spend 95% of my time on recruiting. I do talk about the products a little bit, but not much, because I want to get my sales network built so I can be the insurance broker or the real estate broker, not the agent, because that's how you create residual income. That's how you get the leverage. That's how you get the duplication. So folks, what you do with this business is now up to you. I've shared my best 10 tips with you. These are things I do day in, day out. I hope you will evaluate yourself in each one of these areas and look for ways that you can improve. If you'd like to learn more, you can check out the links in the description box below this video. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. I hope you have a great day. As a quick disclaimer, individual results will vary. I'm an independent affiliate. These are my best tips. If you do them, I'm quite sure you will have very good results in your business, but I can't guarantee it. With that, everybody, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for watching.